It's time for What's Up with Steve Abel from the Green Party.
Morena, Steve.
Morena.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Good to hear it. We're looking forward to chatting. We've got a lot to unpack here. There's been a big announcement from the Greens over the past couple of weeks talking about a commitment to revoking any consents or permits handed out under the fast-track process for coal, hard rock gold and seabed mining. Talk us through a little bit why there's been a specific focus on these areas of mining.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so those three are targeted because they're most destructive forms of mining, basically. Hard rock gold mining is unlike alluvial gold mining, like gold panning or what was done in the 1860s gold rush on the Otago. It's where you're crushing the rock to extract the gold and they use cyanide to get the gold out. One of the biggest impacts of it is this intergenerational legacy of a cyanide tailings dam, as you have in Waihee in Coromandel. Mm-hmm. And that is there basically in perpetuity forever. So the mining project might take 10 to 18 years, and then after the miners have finished up and disappeared with the profits, you're left with this toxic legacy of a tailings dam. It's hugely impactful on the environment, leaves huge pockmarks in the landscape. It's very energy intensive, so it's not a form of mining that we need or want. Seabed mining is, there's no commercial seabed mining in the world. It's highly speculative. The particular projects in New Zealand are the Trans-Tasman Resources mining off Taranaki, which is 35 million tonnes of seafloor being sucked up and dumped back down in the water column over decades and decades. Well, about 30 years, I think it is, or 35 years. Mm. Massively opposed over a decade by fishers, by environmentalists, by local iwi. Hugely impactful, again, a speculative project that benefits an Australian mining company, Trans-Tasman Resources. Not something we want in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Coal mining, perhaps obvious, it's a major driver of climate change, the most polluting of the fossil fuels. Particularly bad is the Denniston Plateau proposal on the West Coast, which will mine 20 million tonnes of coal over its lifespan, which is, if burned, the equivalent of our entire New Zealand greenhouse gas emissions. But it also involves destroying this extraordinary 40 million-year-old sandstone ecology of the Denniston Plateau, which is this crazy, mystical, misty landscape up on the coast there overlooking the Tasman Ocean with geckos and wetters and great spotted kiwi and these bonsai trees that grow in this kind of difficult sandstone cap. To get to the coal, they will crush and utterly destroy that whole 40 million year old ecology because they regard that as overburden. Gets in the way of them getting to the coal seam, which is down below, and there's no way to restore that ecology once it's destroyed, because it is based on the geology of that area, the sandstone and the climatic conditions, and so it will be gone forever.
Right. The Greens have been warning that they'll revoke consents as early as December 2024, which is when the fast track bill initially passed its the third reading. I'm interested in your thoughts on what coalition talks might look like with Labor, because they've said that they won't be revoking consents that have already been granted, and they're sort of hesitant to talk about fast track policies until closer to the election. Are you worried that perhaps the Greens approach is a little bit too radical for a Labor Green coalition?
It might be, yeah. I mean, that's a good question. And I think the thing is that we're putting a really clear line in the sand on this. The projects that are captured by our position, it's a combination of not just the most destructive forms of mining, but also the fast-track process, which is fundamentally undemocratic, has bypassed a lot of norms of how you make consent processes. So it's a combination of those two factors that justify a quite significant decision that we're coming to revoke permits, which we can't find any precedent for. Labor might be a bit squeamish about that. It's a high priority for us, and we would certainly take it to the negotiating table in any coalition negotiation.
One concern that has been raised in revoking this is the potential loss of jobs. What would you say to that?
Sorry, I got a bit of a cough going on.
It's okay.
The thing is that this doesn't impact any current jobs, so we've announced it before any consents have been issued.
Okay.
So it would impact jobs that had come into existence through consents being issued and projects beginning in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's a really significant position we've taken because we strongly believe that this kind of destructive mining is not the future for New Zealand. We've made a commitment in our Green Jobs Guarantee that we can create 40,000 jobs in renewable industries, particularly focusing on Central North Island, timber processing opportunities, keeping the mills open, building 25,000 new public houses out of laminated timber from New Zealand. The total jobs in the mining sector are between 4,500 and 5,500 jobs. And so we can create many more jobs than there already are in the mining sector. We recognise that this is people's livelihoods, and we need to have credible and meaningful opportunities for people to have employment. But it's about choosing a renewable economy over an extractive one. We think that's consistent with what most New Zealanders want. They don't want to see our landscapes ripped up by overseas mining conglomerates for short-term boom and bust cycles for the profits of a few. We want lasting, meaningful employment for New Zealanders that doesn't destroy the environment and does actually give certainty for future generations that there is meaningful work to do in this country.
Mm. So does that mean that we can expect to see some policy from the Greens shortly outlining sort of investment into this sort of renewable infrastructure and employment within these sectors?
That's our green budget. That's what we launched last year. So that whole industrial strategy, that 40,000 jobs is all in the green budget. So we've already announced that. And it's much more credible and lasting employment. What you're seeing now is a government that tanked the economy, essentially laid off 10,000 public servants and caused thousands more job losses with their, you know, sort of austerity strategy, which has failed miserably. Shane Jones and Luxon are sort of putting a lot of faith in the ability of the mining sector, mostly foreign mining companies, Canadian, Australian and so forth, to claw back a few hundred jobs, essentially, through doing this destructive extractive mining.
On the subject of
short-sighted, yeah.
On the subject of Shane Jones, he said about this, retrospectively removing people's property rights is a sovereign risk and a constitutional outrage. What would you say to that?
This is the guy who's just announced he's going to get rid of regional councils, i.e. he's going to remove even further the right of local communities to have any say on what goes on in their areas. Mm. The fast track amendment bill that was just rushed through Parliament through hearing processes last week, or actually the hearings are on today, this week, makes it only 60 days that a panel can decide on a decision, only 15 days for submissions. No member of the community, general community, can submit. It's just for very select groups of people. Those with expertise, independent expertise, are not allowed to participate. So, profoundly undemocratic, and I would argue unconstitutional. Mm. That is what the fast track process is. It's become even worse through this amendment. And just to be clear, it's the combination of that profoundly undemocratic process plus these most destructive forms of mining that have caused us to call out these seven mines and say we will revoke consents. If those mines had been consented through a conventional process, they wouldn't be captured by our commitment.
Yeah, so it's a bit rich coming from him, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's totally rich coming from him. We did get a great new insult, though. We're transcendental tofu.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like tofu. I think people slander tofu a bit too
much.
Yeah,
people are mean to tofu. It just needs a bit of
canvas.
Seasoning.
Just finally, before we wrap up, I would like to just ask whether, you know, even if it is possible for the Green Party to revoke all of these consents to these specific mining projects, do you feel as though there will be long-lasting, irreversible damage from this whole fast-track bill debacle, whether it be to the environment or more sort of symbolic damage to democracy?
It's hugely damaging because any activity needs to have social license. Like, there's 149 projects on the fast track list, and like 58 of them, I think, are housing and development in a way that the sort of thing that most of us probably want to see more of. But even in that space, if you do it in a way that hasn't had community buy-in and support, there's lasting resentment sown in that community about a particular project or a particular piece of infrastructure. Mm. It's just the wrong way to go about making decisions, and it does so, I think, real harm in our democratic processes. People lose faith in the democratic participation side of being part of a society like ours, and that is really damaging. And there's a real taint of a sense that there's political cronyism going on here, where there's politicians who are doing the bidding of mining corporations who are directly donating to their election campaigns. That is not good for people's faith in democracy. And so I think the fast-track process and the general strategy and approach of this government is really harmful for New Zealand.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Steve Abel.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you both very much.
Have a great week.
You too.
That was What's Up with Steve Abel from the Green Party.